And it is the 5x5 Late Night Show. My name is David. It is a Christmas themed episode. Yay, yay. Not real. Well, yeah, kind of, sort of. Welcome. You know, we normally do not have a podcast on Saturday night, but I was off today, and I'll tell you why I was off today, and things didn't happen the way I wanted to happen, and it's been a long week. I've been working and doing all kind of good stuff. Well, I guess that's a matter of your perspective, or my perspective, that is. Did a little Christmas shopping this morning and tonight, as it were. And that's what I'm not happy about. So these are not my favorite things, but I hope you guys are doing good. It seems like since I don't podcast as much as I used to, which it is definitely a blessing in disguise, it seems like I haven't been around at all. Just like I'm just kind of, I don't know. And I've made it, I think. Was I here Tuesday? Do you guys know? Was I here this past Tuesday? I think I was. But I just haven't got it together, y'all. I was here Tuesday. I haven't just got it together. This new job, new position of mine is kicking my ass. I've been to Louisville this week. I had to go do some work in Louisville, and I had to do that all in the course of a day. And although when I was a younger person, I was able to go to, because Louisville has a cute little club there that we used to go to when I was still in the partying age. You roll up there, you leave, you know, here. It's about an hour and 45, 2 hour drive. And you can leave here and get there. You leave here at 8, get there, you know, at 10, which would be 11 their time. And it's time to walk into the club, you know, party, leave at 3, you know, you come back, you know, at, you get home at 4 because there's a hour. You gain an hour. So I used to be able to do that, you know. It's been a minute. So, and so, going this past Wednesday, that, and then especially when you're not driving your car, I took the company car, and when you're not driving your car, it's a little different. Cause you know, you use your car and, you could do, you know, the CD and stuff, and you know, the nuances of your car. And I'd never driven this car because I wasn't in the position I am in now. And so I had to get used to it, but then I rode up there, but it ended up being a 6 hour ordeal, 6 hours. And mind you, I'm still training. There's things I know about the job, of course, because I'm in the environment. But there's things from a managerial standpoint that I don't know, that I have to be trained on. So it's all this information going into my head. And I'm like, oh, please make it stop. You know, because like I've told you guys before, I was normally off Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And then I worked Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Well, it hasn't quite been that way because, like, again, I had to do all this training, and I'm not a early morning person. People can tell you, you know, I've always worked a job, whether I was in management or I've always, like, give me the second or the, you know, the midday schedule, because it takes me a while to get up and going. You know, I'll wake up and I'll lay in bed for an hour. You know, I'll check some emails, I'll look at stuff, and it's just, you know, this is one of the things I'm like, I can't do it. And so, and so I just haven't adjusted to getting up in the morning, although I have been a coffee fiend this week. Cause every day this week I had to be at work at 8 o'clock every day this week, except for, This past Monday, I had to be at work every day at 8 o'clock, which that ain't me even. And then in the course of me taking the new position, I'm still working my old position to transition them because they can't find anybody to replace me. Woo-hoo. It just happens to be true. So I'm trying to transition that one side. Like I told you guys before, I work with developmentally disabled adults, and so I work at a site, and so I'm trying to transition that site, which is singularly not really my responsibility, but I'm pretty integral. I'm one of the main cogs to make that whole particular site run now. And I've transitioning myself into where I have five sites of my own to take care of, with multiple employees, multiple of clients that I that we give services to. And it's been and I'm normally not that I'm intimidated or scared. I normally I'm a very quick learner, and I fast with stuff. And the thing about me, I'm pretty organized when it comes to work, and I think ahead to what if we do this, what's going to happen, or this is happening now. We need to look, 3 or 4 days in the future to see what's going to go on. I'm really good with that type of stuff. But when you have all this up under you, and that you have to be responsible for, it's a lot. And so my boss tells me, because she's going on vacation at the end of next week, she's like, "You have to have everything learned by Friday, because I'm not coming back till next year," or she'll be gone for 2 weeks. And I'm like, "What?" And she's like, "Yeah." And so I have so much to get through and so much to do, and I'm halfway there. I think the only thing that I'm kind of not, and I don't think intimidated is the right word. I think that what it is I think I'm kind of because sometimes different personalities are hard to mesh. And I know I have to be assertive and be, and I hate saying this, I'm the boss. Although I like being a boss, and I like things a certain way. Then you have employees that have been in positions for a long time. They happen to do things a certain way, and then somebody comes in, they try to change it, because if you're doing it wrong, I'm gonna tell you, right? Anyhow, so that's what I've been doing this week, and it's been crazy, 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 crazy. And I have one more week that I have to be up, be at work at 8 o'clock every day. And then after that, my schedule hopefully will loosen the it can either get really, really bad after Friday, or it'll loosen up to where, because I'll be able to do things at, on my pace and on my time. So hopefully, so pray for me, guys, that I'll be able to keep it together through this. And this is the worst time to take this type of position, because it is the holidays, and people want to be home with the family, self included. Because in my old position, I was gonna be home for 3 days. So Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, don't go into work till 3 o'clock on Friday. It was gonna be sweet. Yeah, not so much. And so hopefully, it will happen. I just say hopefully it's gonna happen. I just have to get through some things. But I hope you guys are doing good. I want you guys, something new that I've done, whether it works or not, I don't know, but we're gonna try it and we're gonna see. I have a new 5x5 text number. So if you wanna send me a text and send me a text and just to say, "Hey, David, 5x5, what's up? Your show is funny. You're funny. I want to send you $1 million." Anything like that, you can text me, or just to say hello and just tell me who you are. You just give me your first name. And you can send the text to 812-399-3307. I haven't got any yet, but I would like for you guys to do that, and I'll read that. If you have a show or podcast, tell me what it is, and I'll read it on one of our shows. But like I said, I hope you guys are getting into the Christmas spirit today. Actually, I know I told you last Tuesday, that I wasn't feeling it. I wasn't feeling it. But since then, I've gotten my tree up. I did get a really cute Avengers ornament. I need to take a picture of that and Instagram it. Did get a really cute. My mom bought me and my mom went shopping this morning. She bought it for me. But I'll tell you about that in a little bit. But I got a cute little Avengers ornament today. It was half off at Sears, and so I hope you guys are getting the spirit. I'm finally feeling it. Although there's a little family thing going on right now, which family stuff happens, and sometimes you just have to get through it and push on. And there's some other things going on, but I feel good. Today I really I've been unless I haven't done anything before I ran out to Barnes and Noble. I was it's kind of I had a headache and I was kind of lounging around because I was stressing about next week and meetings and stuff like that. But I'm like, okay, I need to get out of the house. And then I missed, and I had to give a shout out to my good friends, and I feel so bad. I wasn't able to make it to their wedding. The cast are the two hosts of the Thought Bubbles podcast. I talk about those guys all the time here because they're great people. They're great podcasters. Really, they're just as big as nerds, or maybe bigger. No shade, no tea. Bigger nerds than I am, but they tied the knot today. So congratulations to Chris and Elaine. I'm sorry I missed you guys' reception. I did see some pictures. I know you guys had a great time. I just couldn't get it come together. Procrastination won today, and it's not really procrastination. I've been busy, but it won today, and I was almost to the point to where okay, I can make it, and things just kind of fell apart. And I was just I was done, and I internalized a lot, so I went inside my own head. Ordered a pizza and sat down. But congratulations to you guys. Hey, Blake and Jade, what it do? I'm glad to see you guys. I never have shows on Saturday because I'm never home. I'm glad to see you guys. So, like I said, I go inside my own head and I internalize a lot of stuff and it just didn't happen. It just fell apart. So, like I said, I ordered a pizza, laid my fat ass down on the sofa, and I was done until I did a little more Christmas shopping tonight, which that kind of ended with a bust. But I hope you guys' Christmas spirit and mojo is up and running. We are less than 2 weeks from the big day, and it's gonna be crazy. So tonight, what we're talking about, my not favorite things, and specifically from today, my not favorite things. We're gonna talk about some people on Facebook that I absolutely hate. They were blocked and deleted today because they make me sick. Also, my shopping excursions with my mom this morning, and also tonight's Barnes and Noble flop, and some other stuff. Thank you guys for joining me. It is, if I can get everything queued up the way it's supposed to be. It is the 5x5 late night show. We're going to be here. I'm not going to keep you guys long tonight because I know you guys have a lot of Christmas shopping to do. But it's late, but I'm ready to do all my shit online for real because Pete, I don't want to deal with these old sassy ass clerks. But we'll be right back about 3 4 minutes and we'll start the show. It is the 5x5 late night show. My name is David. We'll be right back.
Christmas was made for the children. Destiny's Child. TG Christmas. Destiny's Child.
Christmas, my baby gave to me a pair of Chloe shades and a diamond belly ring. On the seventh day of Christmas, my baby gave to me a nice back rub and it massaged my feet. On the sixth day of Christmas, my baby gave to me a crop jacket with dirty denim jeans. On the fifth day of Christmas, my baby gave to me the coin that he wrote for me. Feeling that it felt so good, he meant to me. Feel so in love, if he only knew what he does to me. My man, my baby.
Oh, it makes me feel so.
I'm so in la 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 love. How I love him for his generosity. My man, my man, my baby.
Doesn't it feel like Christmas?
It feels
baby gave to me a candlelit dinner just for me and my honey. On the third day of Christmas, my baby gave to me a gift certificate to get my favorite CDs. On the second day of Christmas, my baby gave to me the keys to a CLK Mercedes. On the first day of Christmas, my baby gave to me quality T.I.M.E.
You know, I love Miss Beyonce. She was blowing way back in the day. And this is from their, it was actually a pretty decent Christmas album, as you know, some of those Christmas albums from really, really high profile stars can get a little hokey, you know, and it comes off as we're fulfilling a contractual obligation to the record company, and we got to put this out here. But this was actually pretty good. You know, it's a little ratchet, but you know, Eight Days of Christmas used to be my joint. I always want to perform this on stage. Of course, I'd be Beyonce, and then y'all can be the other two. Anyhow, welcome back. It is the 5x5 late night show, and it is my favorite things. Not, there's not too many things that are not my favorite things. You know, dip it in some butter and fry it up. That'd be a favorite thing to mine. Trust, but Blake and Jason in the chat room. Hey guys, what's up? From across the pond. What do you guys think about? Which I think is totally silly, and I ain't gonna try to bust or throw some shade at your royalty. What do you think about LeBron James putting his arms around what's her name? I don't even know her name. The princess chick, who the future queen of England. I didn't think it was that big of a deal. I know everybody making a big deal of it. Y'all don't run nothing over here. You know, he can put his arms around her. She let him. You know, but she did. The Prince William, is this Prince William and his wife, they got to meet our royalty, Beyonce and Jay-Z. Beyonce should have showed her some twerking moves, right? Take that back to England. But the funny thing is, I was reading something where, you know, Beyonce had a stellar year, even though she was snubbed a little bit at the Grammys. She had a stellar year, you know, unpromoted album that broke iTunes one night. Right. Have you noticed that everybody's using that now? Like Kim Kardashian's picture broke Twitter, or this broke Twitter, or yeah, I'm going to use it now. Beyonce broke iTunes when her album dropped about this time last year, maybe, you know, a week ago. And she did that, and it was a phenomenal album. I'm still rocking to it. And she released a deluxe with that 7-Eleven song and something else. I haven't heard the other song. I love Beyonce and all, but you can't get me for another what, $15, $16 for a deluxe edition. I'm not having it. But she had a stellar year, and I guess, I think she made $112 million. She was the second highest grossing artist this year for 2014. Second, and guess who beat her out? And it wasn't even close. Dr. Dre. Dr. Dre has not made a rap album in years. In years. But he's obviously a smart businessman, because he just sold the beats to Apple for how many billions of dollars, I think. Because now you see Beats on a lot of, it's integrated into a lot of their firmware, like Apple TV. I think it comes on as a it's all in the what is it, iPhone 6, iPods. It's part of the updates now. They'll have a Beat section, and Dr. Dre. But he made $400 million this year without releasing an album, which he hadn't released anything in years. I don't think, I could be wrong. And I remember he was the West Coast rapper back in the day. With N.W.A. and Eazy-E, Ice Cube, when they had them bad Jerry curls, right? And smoking blunts and weed and all that kind of stuff. He introduced Snoop Dogg and all them, Warren G and all that stuff back in the day. But that, good for you, good for you, because you really are the man. Because $400 million for 1 year, you don't have to do nothing. You might want to give Snoop some money, because I'm sure he's hurting. He can't get an acting gig, ain't rapping. He's still doing the same old shit he did back in the day. But don't come shoot me, because I'm just on here talking to the people, right? Right. I actually did some Christmas shopping today. I was shopping for a wedding gift. And I do have you guys, Kristen and Lane from Thought Bubbles Podcast. I have your wedding gift. We'll have to arrange a time or something. I know you're going on a honeymoon maybe in January, so hopefully I can get with you guys and give you guys your wedding gift. I'm sorry. I feel bad that I did, and that kind of bummed me out that I missed that, because I was so played out at the time. I'm like, I'm done. And it just didn't go my way. So sometimes life happens, and there's nothing you can do about it. There's no way I don't need to be crying over it, because I can't change it now. But I do wish you guys many years, many, 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 many years, or even a lifetime of love, happiness, and prosperity. And that's real talk. But I did do some shopping this morning, and and so here's the thing. I told my mom, how you drop a hint to somebody, you say something to them and hoping they say, "No, I don't want to go." And so I tell her yesterday, I'm like, "I'm going to Burlington in the morning. You should go." And so, of course, "Oh no, I ain't feeling good. I don't want to go. I'm not going. I can't do all that walking. I just got out of the hospital." Because I got my mom out of the hospital last week. Remember that? And so she's like, "I'm not going." So this morning, she calls me and she's like, "Are you still going to the going shopping this morning?" I'm like, "Yeah, I'm ready to leave in a little bit." Because in my mind, you would, because I normally, because I don't play with people. I have an individual that I deal with that changes their mind all the time. And so I was like, "Going forward, anything you tell me, I'm taking the first thing you say, because I'm not going back and forth. That's a waste of time to me." And so I treated my mom the same way. The first thing you tell me, that's what I'm going to do. If you tell me you're not going to do it, I'm not going to do it. And so she's like, "Well, I changed my mind. I'm gonna go ahead and go. I'm getting my clothes on right now." I was like, "Damn." Not that I didn't want her to go with me, because I love hanging out with my mom when we're not arguing, And so, and again, I had to preface this. I love my mother. I love my family. That doesn't mean they don't get on my damn nerves, right? And so and so I had to do some what's that stuff, some meditation before taking her with me, because I know it can be an ordeal. Because I'm I don't know. I'm an off the rack shopper. I do all my research. This is where I'm going to go. This is what I want to get. This is what I want to look at. If it's not there, there's no time for me to be walking around the store. You know, not that I don't like to shop. I have too many things to do. So, and thing is, when I say I'm going to one place, and this is what I told you. I didn't say I was going here, I wasn't going here, I wasn't going there. I'm going to one place because I had things to do, and that's all I'm going to do. And so, but I had to meditate because I knew there was going to be some, you know, some shit behind it, right? And so I get, I get her and whatever. And so I said, come on, girl. So we're having a good time. We're talking, you know, and we get to the store. Found a, you know, here lately, I've been the worst parking space finder, you know, and normally I park in a getaway zone so I can get to my car. I don't mind walking up to the building, but I was tired. I'm like, ooh, I'm going to park right next to the building. You know, and I dropped my mom off in front because I don't want my mom to walk. I can walk. So I always pull up, and I'm the only one of her children that does this. I get a gold star, right? And so, pull the little store, and she gets out or whatever, and she never not favorite thing number one. I have a 2004 Monte Carlo, and that's 10 years old. I need to buy me a new whip, right? And so, I ain't never had a car payment again. I'll be bedrocking it before I buy me a new car. And it's fine, but if y'all get that reference, points for you. And so I drop off the door. I drop her off at the door. And then right when I'm pulling away to go find a park, somebody pulls out right in front of me, right by the door. And I swooped in there. So I'm like, this is starting out great. Great day. Great day. And so going to Burlington. So I was trying to find, you know, a cute little outfit because my friends with the little wedding reception, they were having a, I guess it was a wedding reception / Christmas party, a ugly Christmas sweater party reception thingy. And I'm like, okay, I need to find me a sweater and I'm going to throw some lights on it. And this was in my head. I had it all planned out what I was going to do, but it had to be the right sweater. You know, and so, but then I got distracted. And so I knew, I'm like, I told my mom, I was like, girl, I'll find you. You go do what you need to do. Because she wanted to do some shopping. I was like, you go do what you need to do, girl. I won't be over here. And so I'm looking, then I get distracted and I see some hats. I'm like, ooh, them hats are real cute. And I'm like, oh, okay, David, focus because this is not what you came in here for. And then I see the bell. Oh my God, bell sweater. Then I see a Christmas present for a friend. I'm like, oh, that'll be cute. And so now I have all this stuff in my hands, but I haven't yet looked for what I was going to buy, what my reason for being there. And so I'm like, so I put it all back. And so I'm like, okay, that's not what I'm here for. So I go over there in the section. I'm looking. And so while I'm looking, you know, for some, for whatever, I'm looking for a shirt and or a sweater or some pants and stuff. I'm over there. And so one of the workers, she comes behind me and she's like grabbing stuff and she's making a big commotion. So I'm like, am I in your way? You know, because I scoot out. She's like, oh, no, I got to put something on the four-way. For one, I don't know what I do know what that means, but you don't know that I know what that means, and I don't care. Can I please shop in peace? You know, because I don't like people really being too close to me. You know, I'm the kind of people that don't touch me, don't get in my space unless you're invited. You know, and you was too close to me, and so I'm backing up. And then she looks at me funny, like, why are you backing up? Girl, back, because I don't have time for that. Move, get away from me. Anyhow. Oh, and finally, Barnes & Noble has superhero tees. If you guys, and they're like $8.99, cheapest I've seen anywhere. I've seen a Batman, I've seen Mario, I think I've seen a Thor or Captain America, one of the two. I've seen those. So if you guys have a Burlington Coat Factory in your city and you want one of those tees, go there. They're cheap. A Christmas present, you know, I'm sure somebody, you have a nerd in your family that likes all that kind of stuff, go buy one. And so, but then I couldn't find, because I'm very, very picky. I see some really cute pants and I'm like, am I wearing these today? So I'm like, no, put him back. So everything I picked up, I knew wasn't the reason I was at Burlington. So I end up putting everything back. I get frustrated and I'm like, I'm done. And so I'm kind of stumping around until I seen the shoes. They had some cute shoes, but you know, Burlington used to be a lot cheaper than they are now. But they had some really cute shoes. And I'm like, okay, David, get the hell up out of the store. You're not buying nothing. You're in your mind. Then I started getting a headache because I was stressing myself out. I'm like, I'll find something to wear when I get home. I'm not going to wear the ugly sweater, Christmas sweater. I don't have time. I'll just throw on something I have and I'll go. Of course, that didn't happen, as you guys know. And so I go to find my mother. I can't find her. I'm like, where are you at? Where are you at? So I'm looking. And normally when she sees me, she's like, oh, you ready to go? I'm like, I'm not ready to go. I'm not in any hurry, which I kind of was because at that point, you know, when you get so frustrated with shopping, you don't want to do any of it. You're just out of it because there comes a point to where, ooh, I'm shopping. It's Christmas. I'm going to find some stuff. It's all fun. I was done. But I wasn't going to let her know that and ruin her Christmas shopping experience. So I was cool. I start playing on my phone or whatever. And she starts asking me, do you think this is cute? Do you think it's cute? Then she says, well, I want to have you buy this for me. I'm like, girl, is this your Christmas present? She's like, no, I just want you to pay for it. I'm like, And so I'm like, give it to me, you know. So, and then I said, I'll be right back. So I went back because she was still in the throes of her shopping. So I said, let me run back over here and give it one more shot. And I'm like, then quickly, it just kind of just because there was a lot of people over there and it was what they wasn't getting out of the way fast enough. So I'm like, I'm not doing that. So I went back over to the hats and I actually found me a scar. I don't know what happened to it. There. I found a scar. This is one of my true favorite things. I love long scarves. I mean, long enough, once you put it around your neck, if you let it hang equally on each side of you, that it touches the ground or comes really close. So I like to wrap them, right? And I just like that look. It looks good on me. And at least I think it does. It might not. So where can you find long scarves? I'm finding the ones now that come like this is the longest one I found today. It came to about my waist and it was long, but it wasn't long enough for me that I'd normally like. And so where do you find them? My sister found, I guess she gave me one for Christmas last year that I end up losing. And don't tell me how you lose a long scarf. I remember it was really windy one day and stuff was blowing. It blew off of me. I didn't see where it went and it disappeared. And I'm still upset about it. But I love that scarf. And it was really, really, really long. And so where do you find them? Somebody says you can go in the mall, like an Aeropostale or American Eagle or somebody. I forget what the other store they said. But them stores are for skinny people. I look going in there. You know, but I just want a scarf. So if I'm on y'all Christmas list, if y'all can find me a really long scarf, I like warm earth tone colors or gray or black. That's a favorite thing of mine. But I didn't find one. It's a little more dressy. But I'm like, whatever. And so then I find her again. And then she has all this stuff. I'm like, girl, what are you buying? I mean, she had all this crap in her. I'm like, what is all this stuff in your cart? What is all this? What are you buying? Oh, just a little bit of that, a little bit of that. And so this is where stuff starts going downhill. So my mom's tricky, right? She's tricky. She's like, do they sell scarves at the JCPenney home store? Girl, no. Because that's down the street. I'm not going down there, you know, because it's the main shopping district of this area. And it just gets really busy. And I not that I can't do it. I just didn't want to do it. I'm like, girl, they don't sell scarves at the JCPenney home store. I'm sorry. She's like, well, where else you want to go? Nowhere. I'm done. I went to where I wanted to come today. And so we're going home. Well, there's Sears over there. I'm like, and look, thing is, Sears is it's not on the same strip. It wasn't as congested because who goes to Sears anymore, right? And so I'm like, so in my head, I'm like, she's planting seeds. So if I don't take it to Sears, we're going to get to arguing. And I'm like, okay. She's like, well, they'll probably get what you want in there. You can find Sears. I have never bought anything from Sears ever.
Have I ever barred them upstairs?
I did have a serious charge one time. Oh, that's because I worked a serious when I was in college. That's why. And oh, that was a long time ago. That was back in 90, early 90s. Anyhow, and so we pulling a serious. So this guy damn near side. What is it about the holidays that makes bad drivers horrible drivers? You know, I mean, to the point to where you're not even driving with any sense. So you make a parking space for yourself, try to kill me and my mom and at the same time, and it's not even a parking space. You know, you idiot. And so, but you know what? I'm still trying not to argue with people today. I'm trying to get to heaven. And so he goes, you know, he gets in. We found another good park. We go in. I'm like, you do whatever you doing here. I'm gonna go over here and see if they have any scarves or a shirt or something. And of course, they didn't have nothing. And so I said, but I'm only staying in here for 15 minutes. And so this is where it goes more downhill. And so I'm like, so I finished what I was doing because there was nothing really in there I was interested in. And so I go look for her. She's not where I left her. I'm like, oh, so she's hiding from me so she can stay in the store longer. And so I go all the way upstairs. I'm like, maybe she's in the home area. Go upstairs. There's nothing going on. She's not up there. So I call on her cell phone. I'm like, and I'm surprised she answered. I say, where are you at? I'm in the front. No, you're not, because I was just in the front. Yes, I am. And so I come down the escalator. There she was. She bought her stuff and she bought me an ornament, my little Avengers ornament. It was $4.99. It was half off today. So if you have again, if you have somebody who's into that stuff, they have cute little ornaments over at Sears for $4.99. I think it was Spider-Man, Yoda, Darth Vader, and Captain America, $4.99 at Sears. And then we ended up, I think, yeah, I took her home. And then I was done. I was going to start preparing to go to this Christmas party, and then everything just kind of fell apart, and I was done. And so that's part one of not my favorite things. Here on the 5x5 podcast, my name is David. We're going to take a quick little break, and when we come back, we will talk about tonight's escapade. And Janet was not involved, and we'll have a few more things for you. Thank you guys for listening. We'll be right back.
These are a few of my favorites.
Now, you know, that's actually one of my favorite songs. It's by Diana Ross and Supremes, and both my favorite things. And the 8 Days of Christmas can be downloaded on iTunes.com or through the iTunes store on if you have the iTunes app on your iOS or Android. Well, I guess only on your iOS device, right? But you can find those on iTunes, I'm sure. Anyhow, but you know, when she was singing that song, you know, Florence Ballard, and what was the other chick that she put out the group? They was like, we want to hit this bitch in the back of her head. She's doing too damn much. You know, that was their favorite thing, to hit her right in the back of the head because she was taking all the glory, right? See, now I want to watch Dreamgirls. That was just, remember, have y'all seen Dreamgirls? Dreamgirls was really good movie. And hey, Sweetie Smiles. We haven't seen Sweetie Smiles in in a smile and we had Sweet Smiles in the chat room. Haven't seen her in a while. What's up, girl? I had a lot of changes in your life, huh? Well, changes can sometimes be good, you know, depending on what the changes are, but changes can be good, you know. I think we all have to change in order to get to the next level. So, I'm a fan of changes if they're good changes. But sometimes bad changes are disguised as good changes. Sometimes good changes are disguised as bad changes because sometimes the things that we don't think we need to do or want to do to get to another point in our life, we end up doing, and it ends up being some one of the best things that happens to us. Happens for us, right? So hope everything is going good, and it's very glad good to see you back here on the 5x5. Missed you, girl. But yeah, you know, that song, there's been a lot of talk, you know, in the past about that particular song. I think that was in the Sound of Music, right? It's not really a Christmas song. And for, I think that little the little verse about brown paper packages tied up with string and schnitzels and all. What is a schnitzel? I think it's some kind of German like pastry. Is that really? Because then he's talking about like, is there's some winter stuff in it. So it's not even about Christmas specifically. It's about seasons. She talks about that season. She talks about birds and stuff in the spring. So it's not really a Christmas song, but they've made it a Christmas song. But you know, whatever. It's still okay. I like it. So I this evening I'm doing some Christmas shopping online. I'm like, okay, this morning, you know, I was went to buy for myself, but I'm like, okay, I need to get some stuff done because I have all these ideas in my head to buy for Christmas. Like, I need to get this stuff, I need to get this stuff. Ooh, new boyfriend, girls, share the details. We always want to hear about the new boyfriend. She said, Sweetie Smiles got a new job. I got a new job too, girl. New apartment and a new man. You doing big things. There are some changes. All right. We got to give you some applause for that. Go ahead, girl. And so I get to talking crazy and then I lose my train of thought. So I'm doing my online shopping tonight because I haven't really bought anything. I have ideas, and then through the course of my job, since I'm part of the management team now, I had to give props to my boss because when she brought me in, I get all the benefits now. And this is not benefits, well, monetary benefits, but like the Secret Santa stuff. Like with all the staff, you don't get to do that unless you do it on your at your particular site. But let's see, all the managers, we had to do Secret Santa. So she's like, well, don't worry about you being a Secret Santa, but you're on you have a Secret Santa. And I'm like, oh, I want to be a part of it. So I have to buy. So there were some people who didn't have one, who wasn't a part of it. Part of it before, so they're like, oh, to bring them in, that'd be a good way for David to participate, and he's gonna get stuff, and there's a big dinner next week and all this stuff. Well, I guess, you know, Friday, and I'm like, oh, okay, that's cute. And so I get gifts every day this week, so that'd be cute because I've this is the first job I've had in a long time that I've done that with my coworkers or my colleagues. And so The one thing is about my old boss is no longer my boss anymore. He is a colleague. He can, I don't think he likes it. He's been kind of giving me the coach, so because I was doing his job. But anyhow, so I know I had to do some of that stuff. So how do you do, not how do you do Secret Santa? Because I wanted to be like a build up by the little, like, you know, a couple little gifts, like on Monday and Tuesday, and then Wednesday like a medium gift, and then Thursday another medium gift, and then on Friday a decent gift. You know, like, okay. So, but how much did you spend? You know, I ain't trying to go broke being a Secret Santa. That's for real. I don't get it like that, but. So I'm thinking about, I need to do that. So I said, let me look online, because, you know, Barnes & Noble is always trying to get your boy's money all the time. Barnes & Noble be sending me these coupons and I'm compelled to use them. I think that's why they always send me now, you know, before Christmas hit, they would send me about one every 2 weeks. And then it started getting one every week. Now I get two a week, you know, and they stopped being 10%. They went from 15. I even had a 30, 20, and then I had a 25% coupon off today. And so I'm like, I got to use that, you know, and I see this is one thing I get from my mom, because anytime JCPenney's, my mom's been a JCPenney's customer for years. That's why she tried to get me to the home store today and I wasn't having it. and so, she gets all these coupons. I mean, all the time, because she's a JCPenney-aholic, and so she gets all this money and stuff, you know, points and rewards, cash and coupons and stuff. And she'll have a fit. You know, they will be hell to pay if she don't get to use her coupon. She thinks it's a lottery. Well, they send it to me. They want me to use it. Of course, they want you to use it, girl. They're trying to get your money. You know, but so we do that because I've got some stuff off them coupons, so I can't even front, right? And so one of my favorite shirts she bought for me at JCPenney's, right? It was my Superman shirt, anyhow. And so the same thing with me at Barnes & Noble. I'm compelled to use these coupons because, you know, I collect the Funko Pop figures and they're $8.95 there. They're the cheapest out of any place, unless you find a little resale store that sells them cheaper. They're $8.95. And then with, you know, 10% coupon, that brings it down around $7 something, $7.50, something like that. If you get them at, if you get the 20%, that's even more. 30%, I think I got one for $6 when I had the 30% coupon. And then the 25%, I'm like, oh, okay. Because I have a friend that wants the Baymax from Big Hero 6, which I haven't seen yet. Can you believe I haven't seen a superhero movie theme? It seems a little kiddish. That's why I haven't really went going to see it. I need to get a bootleg. So all you bootleggers, holler at me, inbox me, right? And so, he wants that Baymax one and he's been looking for it. I'm like, oh, I can get that because online it says it's $13.85. And with 25% off, that's going to be way cheaper. I can get it for like $10, right? So I was all hyped about it. And so then my mom wants this book by Maya Angelou. I'm like, okay, I can get that because it's $13. On BarnesNoble.com. You haven't seen it either? I hear really good things about, I've heard really good things about Big Hero 6. I think there's some sensitive moments in it as well. I've heard nothing but good things about that movie. And so I'm going to see it eventually. Maybe I'll take my nephew because they're out of school next week. So maybe I'll take my nephew. That'll be an Uncle and David thing. We'll go and see Big Hero 6, but anyhow, I think it'll be fun. Anyhow, in 2015, y'all, I promise I'm gonna stop saying anyhow. I might say anywho or anyway, but I'm gonna not say anyhow anymore. Anyhow, so that Baymax, I'm like, okay, so I'm looking online, and then they said if you spend over $25, it's free shipping. I'm like, and I'm in. Hey, I was just talking about you, boy. Timmy Sims just busted up in the room at the end of the podcast. We're getting close to the end. And so I said, well, let me just run out to Barnes & Noble, because I'm a very impulsive person. I don't like waiting. I don't like having things shipped. But I know I have friends I need to ship Christmas gifts to. So I have to get the stuff needs to be done this week. I need to ship it this week. So if I had that shipped, I'm like, oh, that's going to get here like Thursday or Friday. The week following is Christmas. You know, I got to be on my game, right? And so, and so I'm like, I just need to get this stuff out. And so I was like, let me run on out to the store. So I never heard of before that. Well, maybe I guess I have, but it still doesn't make sense to me. If you, because you, okay, let me rewind. You can order stuff online and have it shipped to the store for free. Okay, that's cool. Let me use a little 25% coupon. Let me order the stuff. So I go out to the store and I go find the book. It's $22. I'm like, well, that might be the list price. It's probably on sale. And so I went and asked the little girl. I said, I need a Baymax. You ain't supposed to be listening to this, Timmy Sims, because I'm I need this particular thing. And let's see, I already spoiled the surprise. I need this pop figure, and I needed, you know, needed to find it. One in the store, only one. So she gets it for me. So I'm like, okay. So I get to the little register, and I said, okay, how much is this book? You know, she's like, oh, it's $22. I'm like, well, online it's $13.85. And she's like, we don't match our online prices. I'm like, you don't? I said, well, can I do like a ship to store if I ordered online? Because I was willing to like just go ahead, get on my phone, order it, and just have it shipped to the store as long as I get all my discounts. She's like, if you do that, you'll still have to pay full retail. I'm like, that doesn't make sense to me. Andro. I said, that doesn't make sense to me, which I'm not trying to argue with nobody because I'm turning a new leaf. You know, 2014 for me was really bad from a retail experience side. So I'm trying to transition into not snatching up one of these clerks and telling them how stupid they are. But I'm trying to be nice. I'm like, well, that doesn't make sense. I'm like, let me think about it. And so then she's kind of giving me a little attitude, but you know, I'm in a good place. So I'm like, I'm gonna walk around, think about it. So I grab a little pop figure and the book. And so the one girl says, hey, but here's the flip side of that coin. Sometimes you have really good, clerks. She and this girl, not that we all prejudge, we see somebody, we all automatically have a notion of who they are. This chick had pink dreads. You know, she has a beautiful face though. She had pink dreads and she's like, hey, if you know, you can go ahead and go back to the cash wrap desk or whatever. She said, you can order the book and the pop figure offline. And you can still get your 25% coupon and you order and you ship to your house. And then we'll come up. If you come up here, we'll go ahead and we'll ring it up and then it'll be the prices and you get your sale. I'm like, really, girl? Got you. That's amazing. So I go back there and the other girl, she gets it all printed out. And so this is where Coms are a warehouse with the company's name on it. Oh, so they're not really owned by the store? That what you're trying to tell me? They just kind of like SMC warehouse stuff? They just put their name on it, but it's just like a big warehouse full of just all kind of products that they pull from a main warehouse and stick the company's name on it? I think that's what you're trying to say. But still, and so I get back up there with my little paper to pay for it. And of course, at this point, I'm standing in a really long major line because they're ready to close. And she's like, oh, you're going to have to pay for shipping. I'm like, what? Is this still $25? She's like, no, your coupon made it under 20. It was like $23. So she's like, well, let me call the manager and see if we can take the shipping off. Because you went back and forth. And so she calls the manager. The manager says, well, see, Walmart gets the right idea because that makes sense. You know, if it's all going into the same pocket, why not? So she calls the manager, and the manager says, absolutely not. He's going to have to pay shipping. If I was, and much stuff as I buy it at Barnes & Noble, you would think, we're going to, $2 versus the $6 shipping fee, we're going to, well, I figured that they was only, that's what they're doing. But if I were the manager, there was times, you know, where I've knocked off $100 worth of shipping for a customer if I want that customer back in my store. Regardless of, sometimes you have to make a management decision, especially here at Christmas time, you know, go and knock that out. You know, it's $2. So I'm like, you know what, I'm just going to go home online and look at some other stuff, and maybe I'll add to my order. And then I'll use, because you don't have to use your coupon online, you just put in the code, and then I'll maybe buy something else with my coupon, which was fine. They kind of pissed me off, but I'm like, you know what, and I spent all that time in there, over an hour, getting all that stuff, you know, trying to get what I wanted, and it didn't happen. But I did see online where if I sign up for a free trial membership without, I guess, if I don't have to pay for it for 2 months, I can get express shipping. So if I can't find the stuff cheaper on Amazon.com, including the 25% discount, I'll go that route. But it's just one of those things, you know. It is one of those things to where I'm like, do I really have to go through all that just to buy Christmas presents? You know, I ain't ready, you know, but I'm telling you this, by the end of next week, all my Christmas shopping will be done. Hopefully my workload would not be as heavy as it has been. I know I have a lot of meetings coming up this week. It's going to be absolutely insane. Sweetie Smiles, I read what you said about your boyfriend. He calls you every night before you go to bed. That's cute, girl. I wish I had a man. My men friends won't even answer the phone when I call them. Mm-hmm. So you get your man to call you every night. I ain't mad at you, girl. Go on and get it. Go on and get it, Miss Smiles. Let's see. What else do we have? I think we're about ready to wrap up for tonight. Let's see. We'll probably have another show here on Tuesday night, our regular time on 10 o'clock Tuesday, if I'm not working, which is a good possibility that I might be working Tuesday. But so hopefully, you know, I can get everything that I need. I have all my ideas kind of, you know, committed to memory. Where I need to get this there and get this here. And, you know, and I'll do. But I had to get the stuff I had to mail out this week. It just has to be done. It just has to be done. And I can't wait any longer. It's not going to happen. I wonder if he's going to catch that TS. You said you was keeping it earlier. I told everybody that I was gonna turn a new leaf. The first time, well, how I deal with some people, the first thing you tell me is what I'm gonna believe, and I ain't gonna expect anything else. You already told me you was gonna keep it. I seen gifts for you too, and I was going through all kind of trouble for your gift tonight, boo-boo. But don't forget, you can always check us out on facebook.com/the5by5 completely spelled out, and also on Twitter @the5by5, and the fives are numeric just like in our 5by5.blogspot.com. One funny guy on Instagram. What else do we have? The number one FUNNY. And don't forget, I need two people to make us have 1,000 followers here on Spreaker. How crazy is that? See, I wish. Well, I don't got like that, Timmy. I had to wait for paychecks and things. but I like to look at stuff, and when I go shopping, I like to, you know, like, okay, what is that? You know, how's that look? I want to know if this is okay. You know, I like, want to look for stuff, and then I buy stuff for myself. But I'm going to hop online tonight and get some things knocked out that I know I can buy online. And sometimes, if you don't have, because right now is the best time to get stuff that has because a lot of these places have free shipping. So if you can get you fell asleep doing what, if you get free shipping it and you can get a good online price, it's good to go. But you know, Walmart, they do site to store, so if you buy it online, you can pick it up at Walmart for free. So that's idea, right? And because I'm not doing a lot this year. How do I hear the beginning of what? Of this podcast? You had to wait till it ends. You had to wait till it ends and then play it from the beginning. Because you can't, when it's live, you can't go back to the beginning. Don't ask me why, you just can't. But thank you guys. Timmy Sims, Miss Smiles is back in the house, Sweet Smiles, and my friends, and I guess Blake and Jade Lev. I want them to answer my question about the prince and princess this year. Well, not this year, about being hugged up on by what's her name? By LeBron James. this tablet of mine. Here's the problem. I put all my dates, like all my appointments for work. And this is the main reason I bought this tablet. I put all my appointment stuff in at work. And I told my boss, I said, hey, why don't we, this, and this is what I'm trying to implement, and whether they listen to my idea or not, you can share your calendar on Google. And I said, it'd be so much easier if you just plug in stuff to my calendar and it just pops up there. Like it'd be on my phone and it'd be on my tablet. Then I'll have it instead of us meeting for an hour to write all those down in a calendar. I think that's silly. I think that's a waste of time. And she's like, oh, I don't know about that. Girl, you need to catch up. Because and there's another thing, and people think I'm not bragging by any means, but I get a work phone, you know, I get a work cell phone to have, because I'm on call 24/7, right? And so if I don't have a phone, then I can't be on 24/7, which is totally fine. I got a phone, but y'all ain't blowing up my cell phone. Y'all done gave people my cell phone number that I don't want to have it. Don't be calling me. You know, not yet. You know, this ain't my company ain't paying my cell phone bill. Don't be calling me. You know, so I'm like, but no, I put all my stuff in here, and then my tablet and phone are always, cause I do like a week notification, I do 24 hours, and then I do an hour. Those, like, you know, get a little message, and then it pops up, and I'm like, okay, I'm doing too damn much, because my thing is blowing up every 5 seconds, and I can't handle that. But I'll work it out. And I know that was a Facebook message. Somebody sent me a message on Facebook. I don't know who it was, though. But don't forget, you guys can text me. Sweet Smiles, you can. Timmy Sims, I think you know the number. You thought I was being funny the other night, but I wasn't. Not for a calendar. Because you can't have a paper trail if we're just writing it down in a book that's my book. You know, not for a calendar. I can't say you'd be accountable for that. You know, it'd be different if she was emailing it to me, and that would be some type of trail. But if you're just telling me to write this down, for instance, I don't write it down, I'm going to say you didn't tell me that. So if you plug it into my calendar, you'll be able to see in your calendar, well, here's what I plugged it in. It's there. You know, so I think that would be actually more accountable than just telling me. Which I think is kind of silly. But, you know, who knows? You know, I'm not going to worry about it. They're going to do it the way they want to do it. And also, you know, Loot Crate will be out this. Is it this week? Is it the 20th this week? Somebody tell me. 20th, 21st, or 2nd, 20th? I mean, 5th is on Thursday. No, that's this weekend, the 20th. Big anniversary Loot Crate. You still have until the 19th at midnight to place your Loot Crate subscription for this month. You do get a discount If you're a first-time user, you can go to the 5by5.blogspot.com and click on our Loot Crate link and get this big. Now, I didn't really advertise for the one last month, but this one is going to be pretty epic. It can be pretty epic, so go ahead and sign up for that one because I think it's going to be really, really good. Because there's going to be a Funko Pop, an exclusive to Loot Crate, and a comic book, amongst a plethora of other anniversary themed goodies from Marvel, DC, Ghostbusters, and The Simpsons. So that should be all good and fun to have and see. And so if you haven't subscribed, go to 5by5.blogspot.com, click on the Loot Crate link, and sign up so you can get your own mystery box from the Kings of the mystery boxes. And it'll be the last one for the year, and it's gonna be the biggest one of the year. I think they said the biggest one that they've done so far, so I don't know how long they've been in existence, so I think that'll be pretty cool. Timmy Sims, have you signed up for this month? You need to go ahead and do that. Sweetie Smiles and also Blake and Jade, I don't know if they deliver to England, but I think they do. Let's see, what else do we have? I think we're done. So oh, the text number. One more time. I'll give you guys that. Text me. If you're catching me whenever, however, wherever, Spreaker, iTunes, Stitcher, you can text me at 812-399-3307. That is our 5x5 text number. Leave me a text. Tell me if you have a podcast. You can leave your first name, and we will read you live during one of our Tuesday night broadcast. Thank you guys for listening. My name is David. It is the 5x5 podcast. We're going to go ahead and sign out for tonight. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for joining me. Timmy Sin, Sweet Smiles, Blake and Jade. Hope you're getting your mojo on. We will see you next time. Good night.